Estevan, the first ever season for the Estevan IG Wealth Management U13 A Bearcats came to an end Sunday night. Estevan lost 5-3 to the Lumsden Bethune Lynx at the Power Dodge Arena in Game 2 of the best-of-three first-round series. Estevan also lost 2-1 in overtime to the Lynx in Bethune on Saturday. Chelsea Madsen's goal with 2:12 to play in the second period tied Game 1. Neither team scored in the third. Lumsden Bethune notched the winner with 2:12 to play in the first overtime period. Taylor Short was in goal for the Bearcats. The teams were tied at 1-1 after the first period of Game 2, with Haven Barasa scoring for Estevan. Madsen and Barasa tallied in the second for a 3-1 Estevan advantage through two periods. Estevan led 3-2 until the last 2 minutes of regulation, when Lumsden notched the tying goal, the go-ahead marker and the insurance tally in a 42-second span. Bea Summers was the goalie. The Southeast Whitecap U15 A Goldwings lost 11-2 in Saskatoon against the Impact on Saturday in Game 1 of their best-of-three series. Cameron Kish had both goals for the Wings. Kira Barker was in goal for the game. The Wings will host the Impact on March 2 in Weyburn. Game 3, if necessary, would be March 5 in Saskatoon. The 7th-seeded Carlisle U18 Wildcats opened their postseason with a 5-3 upset over the No. 2 Milestone Flyers Friday in Milestone. Kashia Gagnon, Ksenia Einarsson and Cherish Kasewaysmat scored less than a minute apart in the second period to give the Wildcats a 3-0 lead. Kasewaysmat and Alexis Ropel tallied in the third. Riley Scott was in goal. Game 2 is March 1 in Kipling, and Game 3, if necessary, would be March 3 in Milestone.